with the companies that we surveyed from the coalition, we found that, you know, the cost to business could be up to, for one company, was 2% of their salaries, and for another was almost 10% of their salary bill per annum. And so that basically was 300,000 kina for one company and almost 3 million kina for another. That was the start of this initial assessment. We have now, you know, been rolling out other services and products targeting FSV and its impacts on businesses. And, you know, we still are in the early stages because of the fact that a lot of our companies are now taking up these services. And so in terms of, I guess, the results or the impacts, we still are at its early stage, but we do know that, you know, a lot of businesses are saving money from implementing our policy or on FSV. You know, initially, the types of costs to businesses at the moment, for instance, you know, the increased cost to medical services, to leave, paid leave, or even if it's absence, increased costs for transportation, security, if there's damaged assets involved. There's also an increased cost in recruitment if staff are lost to FSV. So, you know, we are still in the early stages in terms of gathering the results, but, you know, the costs to businesses are quite significant in PNG.
And that might come as a surprise to people outside of PNG, where there aren't those same obligations that an employer has to an employee. You mentioned some of them just then. It seems that an employer has quite a lot of obligations when a worker is injured through family and sexual violence.
Yes, you know, unfortunately, this is the case. You know, violence in Papua New Guinea is quite prevalent, and FSV in particular impacts a lot of workplaces, whether they realize it or not. And so, you know, businesses, you know, as they are, need to continue operations and so need to find ways in which they can assist or support staff in order to retain them.
And what are some of the ways that your organization has tried to do that?
Well, at the Business Coalition, you know, we've been working very closely with our partners, the International Finance Corporation, to develop a model FSV policy. And that basically, you know, is a policy that we have, you know, researched globally and have brought to the coalition and then tested with our membership and refined it to make sure that, you know, it was relevant to PNG businesses. We've started to roll that out with various members who have shown interest. And I think the policy is one way in which businesses can start to formulate a more structured approach to dealing with FSV. The policy basically helps businesses, you know, to also, you know, develop contact teams and, as I said, have a more structured approach to dealing with FSV than in the past. Let me just give an example. For some companies, you know, we've heard that, you know, responding to FSV was really based on the manager at the time and how he responded to staff. So, you know, if a manager changes, then sometimes even the business's response to a person who's suffering from FSV could also change. But with the model policy, you know, basically what it is it's giving some direction as to how a company can support its staff and utilize services being provided either by the police or counseling services outside, etc., but allowing that more structured approach without too much involvement from, you know, the individuals, which is also another cost to businesses if time is taken out by management or other staff in order to assist people or victims of FSV. So, you know, that's just an example. The model policy, you know, allows for the development of contact team members, which are people that we train to be equipped with, you know, how to properly deal with FSV victims or people seeking support. And, you know, it allows them to then also reach out to appropriate service providers that we try to link them with. And an example is Family PNG.
And tell us how that relationship, this MOU that the coalition has signed with Family PNG, will work and what it will involve.
Well, basically, you know, this MOU with Family PNG is a commitment between our two organizations, you know, to really work, come together and work. This stemmed from, you know, the fact that, you know, the coalition also wanted to, I guess, expand its reach to the lay community as well as allowing it or expand the services that it was linking up to. And we found that Family PNG was a key partner, particularly in case management. that they provide to businesses. So, you know, this MOU basically allows us to start collaborating on a number of levels, whether it's working with businesses in Leh or expanding their services to Port Moresby, or even just, you know, developing more innovative solutions for businesses to work on addressing FSV.